This is our ninth broadcast of our series on the Arab states and prophecy, and we are quickly moving towards the conclusion of this particular series. This week we have been in particular dealing with the future of the individual Arab states surrounding Israel, and we are emphasizing the fact that peace will come between Israel and the various Arab states, but not all in the same way. It will come either by means of occupation or by means of conversion or by means of destruction. The case of Lebanon, we pointed out that peace will come between Israel and Lebanon by means of occupation. In the case of Jordan, we pointed out that peace will come between Israel and Jordan by means of destruction, but not everywhere the same. In the case of southern Jordan or ancient Edom, it will be a total destruction. In the case of Moab or central Jordan, and the case of Ammon or northern Jordan, peace will come by means of a partial destruction, but there will be an Ammon and a Moab in the kingdom, but no Edom. Then last time we began dealing with the nation of Egypt, and we pointed out that peace will come between Israel and Egypt, initially by means of destruction, but ultimately by means of conversion. We went through Isaiah chapter 19, verses 1 through 22, and we showed how there will be three stages moving towards Egypt's national conversion. First, Egypt will develop a fear of the nation of Israel, something we have seen fulfilled in this century. Secondly, there will be five cities within the land of Egypt speaking Hebrew, something we have not yet seen fulfilled. But then thirdly will come the conversion of the Egyptians, because the Egyptians will suffer under a cruel dictatorship, and Daniel 11 verses 42 and 43 emphasize that this cruel dictatorship is that of the Antichrist and his cohorts. And so the Egyptians will turn away from the worship of the God Allah, who cannot help them, and turn to the God of Israel, who can help them, and so there will be a national conversion of the Egyptians. But then we pointed out something else found in Joel chapter 3, verse 19, that Egypt's long-standing animosity towards the Jews cannot be so quickly erased. The sin of Egypt is the same as that of Edom, the mistreatment of the Jews, and so punishment will still have to come. Whereas with Edom, the destruction and desolation is total, desolation and wilderness, permanent. With Egypt, it will be not total, and the desolation is going to be temporary. In other words, according to Joel chapter 3, verse 19, with Edom and southern Jordan, it is both desolation and wilderness. In the case of Egypt, it's going to be desolation, but not a wilderness. In fact, whereas the desolation of the Edomites lasts the entire thousand-year kingdom, in the case of the Egyptians, is to last only the first 40 years of the Messianic kingdom. Let me read to you from Ezekiel chapter 29, verses 1 through 16. In the tenth year, in the tenth month, in the twelfth day of the month, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him, and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster that lieth in the midst of his rivers, and hath said, My river is mine own, I have made it for myself. I will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stink upon thee, to stick upon thy scales. Now bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, with all the fish of thy rivers which stick unto thy scales, and I will cast thee forth into the wilderness, thee and all thy fish of thy rivers, and thou shalt fall upon the open field, and thou shalt not be brought together nor gathered. I have given thee for food to the beasts of the earth and to the birds of the heavens, and all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am Jehovah because they have been a staff or a reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou didst break and didst rend all their shoulders. And when they leaned upon thee, thou breakest and madest all their loins to be at a stand. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, behold, I will bring a sword upon thee, and will cut off from thee man and beast. The land of Egypt shall be a desolation and a waste, and they shall know that I am Jehovah, because he hath said, the river is mine, I have made it. Therefore, behold, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt an utter waste and desolation from the Tower of Sevenam even unto the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, no foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. Now I'll make the land of Egypt a desolation, the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be a desolation 40 years. Now I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, now I will disperse them through the countries, for thus saith the Lord Jehovah, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the peoples where they were scattered. Now bring back the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Pathros, into the land of their birth. And they shall be there a base kingdom, it shall be the basest of the kingdoms, neither shall it be any more lift itself up above the nations. And I will diminish them, and they shall no more rule over the nations, and it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, bringing iniquity to remembrance. When they turn to look after them, they shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Now verses 1 and 2 of this passage, Ezekiel is commanded to prophesy against Egypt, and then in verses 3 to 5 to predict the coming dispersion of the Egyptians from their land because of their long history of the mistreatment of the Jews or Israel in verses 6 and 7. So in verses 8 through 10, the land of Egypt will suffer a period of total desolation, which in verses 11 and 12 is said to only last for 40 years. And in verse 12, the Egyptians will be scattered all over the world, like Israel at once was scattered all over the world. But then, in verse 13, at the end of the period of 40 years, the Egyptians will be regathered, and in verse 14, they'll be brought back to their land. And according to verse 15, Egypt will become a kingdom again. But although it will become a kingdom again, it will never be a powerful one. And never again would Israel be guilty of placing her confidence in Egypt, according to verse 16, but will trust in the Lord their God alone. And as for the lowly kingdom of Egypt, it will be required to observe the Feast of Tabernacles, something stated by Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 through 19. To summarize what we have said about Egypt then, peace will come between Israel and Egypt by means of conversion. Only when the Egyptians worship the same God as Israel, through Jesus the Messiah, will peace finally come. For the first 40 years of the Messianic Kingdom, the land of Egypt will be a desolation, and the Egyptians will be dispersed all over the world. But after 40 years, the Egyptians will all be regathered and brought into the land of Egypt to become a kingdom again. Let's move on to two Arab states, Syria and Iraq, or Iraq, which comprises ancient Assyria. Ancient Assyria today comprises modern Iraq and portions of modern Syria, and these two today are two implacable Arab enemies of the modern state of Israel. And yet, peace will come between Israel and these two Arab nations, also by means of conversion. And we see this in Isaiah chapter 19, verses 23 through 25. In that day there shall be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptians into Assyria. The Egyptians shall worship with the Assyrians in that day. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth. For that Jehovah of hosts had blessed them, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance. Now verse 23 of Isaiah 19 describes an economic unit that will comprise Egypt, Israel, and Assyria. This former highway mentioned in this verse is the most famous highway of the ancient world called the Via Maris, and that has ceased to function when these two Arab states sealed their borders with Israel in 1948. Now, since 48, this highway has been inoperable. However, when the kingdom is established, when peace will be restored, when these two nations are believers in the God of Israel, all borders will be open and the highway, a symbol of economy, will be restored between these Middle Eastern states. And the means by which this will occur is by means of conversion. That's what verses 24 and 25 clearly state. Not only will Egypt undergo a national conversion experience, but so will the ancient area of Assyria or Mesopotamia. Assyria will become a blessing in the earth and will receive a blessing from God. And these three former enemies will now have a spiritual unity as well as an economic and political unity. Because God declares that Egypt will become my people, Assyria will become the work of my hands, and Israel will become mine inheritance. And the spiritual unity will be the basis of the economic and political unity. And so peace will come between Israel and Assyria, Iraq and Syria, by means of conversion.